Good evening. Welcome to the NIAC School District Board of Education meeting for Tuesday, August the 18th. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do you have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carried. Okay, President's report. I have a short report today. Just hope to say to everyone, I hope everyone's having a good summer. It's very hot, so I hope everyone's staying safe. The week before, I had the pleasure of attending the concert for the music program, the summer music program. And I must say that I don't know if anybody had any kids in the program, but it was actually one of the best summer productions that we've ever had in a long, long time. And a lot of that talks to, you know, the raising of the bar that's happened with our music department and the standard we're setting. The new conductor, the new orchestra lead at the middle school, Tammy Yee, we approved her about a couple months ago, is just spectacular, getting on really well with the kids, and brings a measure of discipline along with a measure of fun for the kids. So I think our music program is on good footing, sound footing, by the looks of things. So congratulations to everyone who was involved in that. While I'm giving my president's report, very often members of our board attend, participate in New York State School Boards Association training programs for which they get recognition. And I am pleased to present to one of our trustees, Dan Jukta, for participation in NISBA Leadership Development Opportunities, totaling 150 points for 2015. At this time, just for the podcast and for everyone to know, the Board of Education has a member code of conduct, and at this time every year we read through this and make a pledge around the code of conduct. So the way we'll conduct this is that we'll start and each member of the board will read a line item as we go through. We'll rotate through until we have completed the reading. Dan, could you start?
Absolutely. Okay. As a member of my Board of Education, I will strive to improve public education, and to that end, I will attend all board meetings insofar as possible and become informed concerning the issues to be considered at those meetings.
Recognize that I should endeavor to make policy decisions only after full discussion at publicly held board meetings.
Render all decisions based on the available facts and my independent judgment, and refuse to surrender that judgment to individuals or special interest groups.
Encourage the free expression of opinion by all board members and seek systematic communications between the board and students, staff, and all elements of the community.
Work with other board members to establish effective board policies and to delegate authority for the administration of the schools to the superintendent of schools.
Communicate to other board members and the superintendent expressions of public reaction to board policies and school programs.
Maintain familiarity with educational issues through study and participation in programs providing needed information, such as those sponsored by state and national school boards associations.
Support the employment of those persons best qualified to serve as school staff, and insist on a regular and impartial evaluation of all staff.
Avoid being placed in a position of conflict of interest and refrain from using my board position for personal or partisan gain.
Take no private actions that will compromise the board or administration, and respect the confidentiality of information that is privileged under applicable law.
Remember always that my first and greatest concern must be the educational welfare of the students attending the public schools.
Avoid being rude or unethical to anyone, including other board members.
learn and respect human and civil rights, and
adhere to parliamentary procedure.
Excellent. Thank you very much, board members. If you could sign a date, the 18th, that would be good. Do we return these to you, Linda? Okay. Pass them to the right. Thank you. Dr. Monticello, before I move on to you, when do you suggest we take the action for Ms. Peterson?
If you would be kind enough, I think right now would be very appropriate.
Okay.
We're kind.
Well, is there something in your report you don't want to hear?
Yeah, oh, no, I'm not. Good news, my report, as
something
always.
Something to scare her.
Actually, what? All right.
Would you like me? I can give my report
first. Why don't
you
give your report to them?
Let me give them my report first. I think that's a great suggestion. First off, I know that we did a robocall yesterday to announce that our new and improved district website is now available. And it is a work in progress, meaning that you'll notice that the school websites themselves, like the high school, the middle school, and the elementaries, still have the old look. They will be converted over the next several weeks. At the same time, this website, I really want to commend Lisa Ritalik and Mary Ellen Leidecker. This has been a very long, arduous process, which began, by the way, with a committee more than a year ago, where we had members of the staff, we had parents, we had students. We looked at a number of different websites. We created a kind of a template design. They took that and have been working very diligently to get this thing together. I think the community should find it to be better organized. You're going to start seeing some new forms of communication going into next school year. We're going to be producing e-newsletters to give regular updates of the happenings. And we also have Ed Walsh and his Cracker Jack team of students that are going to be producing video clips, kind of YouTube-ish things about different events that are occurring around the schools. There's also a feature in which we're shifting to electronic flyers. The idea is to be more green, more eco-friendly, as well as to expedite the process of PTA groups and Red Storm groups getting out information. I think parents at the middle school and high school level should be pleased that they will now actually have a way in which they can get information and not have to rely on their student at that level trying to transport a piece of paper flyer home, which never typically, percentage rates don't usually work too well. So we're looking for feedback. So anyone have comments about it? It should be a dynamic process, but we really feel this will really put us in the kind of a form of communication to just report, again, all the wonderful things that happen in and around the district.
Jim?
Sure.
Sorry to interrupt. I don't remember getting the robocall. I could be wrong, but I was home.
I think it was a robo-email.
Robo-email.
Okay, just checking. Only because the last robocall had that funny little skip in it.
Right.
So I just wanted to make sure it wasn't
robo-call.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. It was an email. I do stand correct.
Got the email, yes.
The bilingual program, which is a first for this school district under the new state law, Part 154, we are off and ready. We have two teachers hired. We have created two classrooms, one at both at Liberty School, a kindergarten class, which right now has 18 students committed, and the first grade class, which has 21 students. And we'll keep you posted in terms of any changes as that goes forward. You'll see the staff being appointed tonight for those positions. The staffing at this point, as you know, this has been a very busy time for us, beginning at the end of last year with the principal searches, several chairpersons, a number of staff members. As we stand right now, all positions are filled, less a recent letter of retirement received at the high school level for a science teacher. So we are in the process of trying to finalize those interviews and hopefully have an appointment before the Board of Education prior to the opening of school, as well as the FRC position at the middle school. And we were waiting for civil service, which just came recently, I think at the end of last week, because we do want a Spanish-speaking FRC person in that position to assist with our families. The construction, And I do want to commend Carlene and her staff, and certainly Kevin Heaton, who has been a real workhorse all summer long. But a lot of projects have been completed. We are crossing our fingers on a few projects, which are we're going to be hitting some tight timelines. But you should notice that at the high school, the fields are well underway. We have a target date, probably towards mid to late November currently, for the softball field. We are trying to push the contractor to get the fields that field ready a little bit quicker so that the grass will have a chance to germinate and grow some healthy roots for the spring season. I have not had verification from Senator Carlucci's office yet with regard to that $75,000 pledge we have, but once we have that in place, we'll certainly notify the board. The upper field, which will be primarily used as a soccer field, if you drive by, you'll see it's really starting to level. Right now, they're finishing the drainage in the fields. They're also in the process, if you see the hoe that's there, they're digging the holes for the light stanchions that are going around. That should be done probably sometime by the end of next week. And right now, the target date is October 1st. Once again, we're hoping that we get it sooner so the kids will have an opportunity to play on that. I know their games are starting a little bit sooner, but we've had a very good summer in terms of weather being kind to us, and they seem to be moving at a good pace. There's a number of projects that are finished. In fact, a couple of you that I saw earlier tonight, I showed you some pictures of the Valley Cottage hallway where we moved the asbestos tiles in the one wing. Very colorful, we were a little bit concerned, but that should be certainly ready well before school opens and teachers be able to get in and out of their classrooms. The playgrounds are at several of the schools, some add-on playgrounds which were part of the bond, have been installed. The drainage work at Upper Nyack is completed, and that was a wonderful project that tied in with the village of Upper Nyack so that we resized the pipes that we originally planned, as the board knows, and approved. So not that I'm really looking for a heavy rainfall, but hopefully we'll be able to test the system before too long. The 10 spaces behind the school, which were much needed parking spaces, are also in place. The retention ponds at the high school, that work is all finished. The exterior doors are in place. The areas that were still not quite to the finish line, all the schools, less Liberty, have new fire alarm systems. And they're not completely up and functioning yet, but the old systems are ready. So that changeover should happen before the end of this month. Several of the classrooms, they ran into some complications downstairs. I think it's room 105 in the high school, which we converted into a science lab, which is going to be absolutely state-of-the-art beautiful. Right now, they just were finished. I was up there today. They just finished the flooring. Once that's done, you'll start to see the furniture in place and the floors set down, and I'm hopeful that room should be in pretty good shape. The Life Skills Lab, which is upstairs on the third floor of the high school, that room has a little bit of ways to go. The sheetrocking is done, the painting is done, and we should start to see the rest of the furniture being put back. The MAC lab, thanks to the efforts of Inspire NIAC, is going to be up and functioning, and as well as the Da Vinci Center down below. We've converted with 3D printers and new MAC computers down below. Everything is up to speed in that area. The Life Skills Lab, which was the former consumer health room at the middle school, is a little behind schedule. I know Dave Johnson is a little bit nervous. Kevin and Carlene continue to pledge that it will be done by September 1st, but that's an area that we are a little bit concerned about. The boilers, the schools that receive boilers, we're not overly concerned. The bulk of the work is done, the asbestos removal, all those things, but they don't really have to be up and functioning for September, and we'll have plenty of time to have those and test those to move forward. So that's where we're at with regard to... And that's really my report, President Hughes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Rosanna. Quick feedback on the website. You look spectacular.
Doesn't it?
You look really good.
I was really upset. My directive to Lisa and Mary Ellen was I did not want a picture on there. So
he looks at least 2 years younger.
Yeah, he does.
I'm not exactly sure how that...
Does it tan? Looks tan.
Well, that's Photoshop.
It's Photoshop.
Yeah, it's a modern technology.
The wrinkles sort of just...
Yeah.
And just so you know, just a comment on the Mac Lab. They actually used it and had the students in there during the summer program. Mm-hmm. And my son went in and said, "When are we getting one of these at the middle school?" So I said, "No, hurry up and get to the high school, yeah, and you'll be able to use the Mac Lab." But it really is spectacular.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a wonderful gift from Inspire. And we are going to be doing the late September meeting. Yeah. I think up there. Yeah. Or October, I think it's the October meeting we shipped it to. We'll have a little ceremony. And I'm looking forward, if you guys can let us know, board members, about if you're going to be available to us on the opening day of school for the tour. I would like to be able to showcase, and if you're not able to make it because of your work schedules, let us know, and if it's after work sometime, we can take you around to, but I think you'd like to see the work that's being done. Just let Linda know if you're going to be available. And the one thing I also want to mention is that this week we have our new teacher orientation. I want to commend Dr. Gregory for putting together a wonderful program. How many people do you have in that room?
17.
Mm-hmm. And some of the board members were able to be at the lunch that were able to free themselves up. I know Dan Kaplan gave a wonderful speech, I should say, or at least a greeting to them on behalf of the board. I know Michael Mark and Jenna Maraschino were available too, and I know the staff appreciate the opportunity to meet all of you.
Great. Now, thanks very much. Thank you very much, Dr. Montesano. Any questions for Dr. Montesano? Okay. At this time, as suggested, let's move on to action item 4.24. So, do we have a motion to accept action item 4.24, the appointment of Ms. Amy Peterson, mathematics teacher at the middle school, effective September the 1st?
Motion.
Second.
Discussion? Comments?
Welcome.
Glad you're with us. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries.
Congratulations.
Motion to
And you are free to leave. You are dismissed. This is usually the part where most people take advantage of it. Thank you so much for coming out tonight, Amy.
Yeah, okay. We don't have our student rep with us tonight.
I did get an email that you guys received that Hunter's out of the country.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yes. Good. All right, Board of Education reports. Let's start with Mr. Michael Mark.
President Peters. Not much to report, just quickly that I attended, along with other board members, Leanna and Karen Hughes, the meeting that David Johnson and Lucretia Addison Harris hosted to introduce the new principal to middle school parents. And it was a good meeting, and parents were expectedly not shy about asking some tough questions, and I thought that David Johnson and Lucretia handled them well. So I thought that was a good sign for the middle school. Also was at the Meet the New Teachers event yesterday and was glad to meet some very motivated teachers. That was good, and had a quick look at the website, and while I haven't perused it in detail, it looks very good. So I'm looking forward to exploring further, and looking forward to a good busy year. Thank you.
Thank you. I have nothing to report. Thanks.
Oh, not much to report. It's great to be at the new teachers' luncheon. That was exciting meeting everyone. Just website looks great. Of course, I just pulled up my picture. Yuck! But anyway, that was a selfie taken on the way to work. And it's just excited about the website itself and Peach Jar, that we've got that in place. I think that's going to be wonderful. We got the middle school packets in the mail. Casey's going into sixth grade, so that was great to get all that information home and get their teachers. And so just excited for everything that's coming up this year.
Great.
Yeah.
Mr. Kaplan?
Dan Kaplan.
Thank you. Remember my question?
Yeah.
To me, it was a very interesting week of contrast, because I actually mentioned this yesterday. I mean, reading in the New York Times about the teacher shortage in this country was so upsetting, just to think about the state nationally of education and how so many districts are finding it so hard to find any teachers, let alone really great teachers. And to me, it's such a statement about the state of education in this country. Why would people not be going to teaching? Because they're abused, they're criticized, they're not paid well enough, they're seen as the enemy, and not doing working hard enough. I mean, there's just so many, and it's so sad. But the thing that's, so that to me was incredibly depressing, but I feel like the contrast to me is just that I feel like our district is in such great shape. And so that doesn't make me feel better about the country as a whole, but it makes me feel like really excited about, and yesterday's meeting was part of that, just seeing, you know, we're fully staffed with all these great, energetic new teachers, as well as, you know, there's always more work to do, but just that I feel like we're in a really great place as a district, as a school board, with our a great superintendent, with, you know, so the contrast is just sort of, I'm glad that I could feel like I could come home to this district and feel good about that, even when the picture nationally is not quite as rosy. So anyway, it was just great to be at yesterday's thing, and that was just, it's always exciting to meet and see new teachers, and both experienced and brand new teachers, young and energetic, and also middle-aged and energetic, so. Like me. Sometimes. Anyway, that's it. Thank you.
Ann Irvin.
Yes. I just want to say I'm overwhelmed by your report, Superintendent Montesano, because you guys have been busy this summer. And I just want to give a shout out to the three of you sitting here, Carlene, Winsome, and you, Jim, for putting all this together and getting all this ramped up. It's, I can't even imagine. I've had contractors working in my house remodeling my bathroom, and it's been like, I can't imagine what it's like having all these construction projects and personnel issues. But it makes it easy to be a board member in this district because you guys just take care of all that stuff.
Thank you.
And congratulations. I'm looking forward to this year. I'm looking forward to working with all the board members. I think it's going to be a great year.
Awesome.
And that's my report.
Thanks very much.
Dr. Montesano, any response to citizens' proposals, questions, and concerns?
There are none. I do have a concern when I, if I have an opportunity, I'd like to bring it to your attention.
Don't mention the picture again.
You're not a citizen.
No, if there's an opportunity. I don't see it on the agenda, but if there is an opportunity there.
Okay. As there are no citizens' proposals, questions, and concerns, you may take this moment.
Yes, the one thing I would ask the board to give us some direction, it would certainly help Linda as well in terms of our planning. Typically, since I've been in the district, we've had a board retreat. Normally it's been on a Saturday at the beginning. Well, it's been as late as October. And it's always problematic because everybody's vacation schedules. One of the things that we've struggled with is the board has had a good experience with one of the facilitators from New York School Boards who's not going to be available to you at all on a Saturday. So probably not
until November.
November, is that what he said? Yeah. So the options for the board are A, if you'd like to continue with your Saturday, normally what we've been doing is a Saturday full day, not full day, but you know, usually to the early afternoon, and then in the like February time frame, we do the evening session. So to me, what it looks like is one option would be to hold it on a Saturday, but request from school boards an ad hoc, you know, another facilitator. The other way to do it is if you're comfortable with Barry, is to try to do a fall retreat that's maybe like that, you know, the dinner, early evening type of a session. You may not get everything accomplished, but, you know, and if you needed to and you feel like everything was done, you could always do a second one, you know, in between February and whenever this one would be. So I'm just looking for some direction. I personally, I mean, it's up to the board, but I think it's always valuable for the board and the superintendent to have that opportunity to, at the start of the year to just ensure that we're functioning well and do that kind of analysis of ourselves, reflection of ourselves to set the tone for the year.
Dan Kaplan?
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like, I personally don't feel like waiting for Barry is necessary. And it might be nice to have somebody different and just sort of experience what somebody, a different facilitator could bring to that. So that makes sense to me. That's what I would be in favor of.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think I like the Saturday in the beginning of the year because mm-hmm. I think we have more things that we need to talk about and sort of hash out the plan for the year as opposed to the shorter meeting. Yeah. But I think, you know, we've had other people that have done it and I've been okay with them. I didn't think,
yeah.
I thought, you know, we could get a different facilitator that might be worth looking at.
Yeah, I like the idea of a Saturday if we're going to do it the beginning of the year.
And you're okay with somebody different?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michael?
Same.
Same.
Okay. And I like the breakfast burritos.
Those are actually pretty good. Can we put the orders in now?
I thought Barry made the breakfast burritos. Yeah.
No, like Barry just ate the breakfast burritos.
So the next, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I didn't have anything to do with the retreat exactly, but I was just remembering, don't we usually get like a list of the projected workshop items for the year? I can't.
You get a calendar of, when we do tenure reviews, and I have not released that. I just haven't gotten around to it.
But I couldn't remember what the timing was on when you
normally typically... Usually it's done right about now.
Okay.
But it's not.
Okay.
So the next question is, what Saturday? Is the next question finding a Saturday?
Yeah, I guess we two-step process. One, we can have Linda contact school boards to see what dates someone might be available. And in the meantime, if the board can start thinking about your own personal calendars of what Saturdays you may not be available or may be available, and maybe get that to Linda as ASAP, and then we can try to get a date as soon as possible.
I think that's the biggest challenge.
A date in September?
Getting a date that all of us can do.
Yeah.
I don't think I have anything on Saturday. Surprise. Surprise.
I'm free any Saturday.
You're not
other
anyone.
Than the 5th. 5th is Memorial, is Labor Day.
Right,
so
yeah,
so
that weekend. But
other than that weekend. So, well, I guess we should just...
I don't have
do
anything
it
on
publicly.
Saturday.
We should...
The week's going to be
send
hard for me.
Availability?
Yeah.
That makes sense? Yeah. If we get it by the end of this week, well, the sooner the better, right? So if we could do it by tomorrow, maybe.
You got to find out if the person's available.
No, but at least if she has our options as well, because if she knows that for the 12th it's just not going to happen,
yeah,
the majority won't be here, then she'd know not to shoot for that. So, okay. All right. On to the action items. I guess no citizens' proposals, questions, and concerns on the action items. So let's move into the motion. Do we have a motion to accept action items 2.2 and 2.3?
Motion.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Anything on the business that we need to discuss or highlight? No?
No, I don't really think so. We give you the backup unless there's some questions that any board members may have. I did feel a couple questions regarding the UPK program. I hope that's got all the answers you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks to the red.
You found out an error that we had, so thank you.
Yeah,
and actually that looked just like it made more sense to me. I don't know, the 3,000 sounded like a lot per student, to be honest.
Well, as I mentioned in my email, that's really set by the state. That's not really Rockland Child Care that does that. And you can see they it was a first-year program last year, and I guess they felt the same way and released it. So.
Thank you.
Okay.
Just thanks to the Red Storm for the gift.
Yes.
Oh,
indeed. Very nice. Indeed. All right. Do we have a motion to accept action items, business items 3.1 through 3.10?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Do we have a motion to accept action items, personal items 4.1 through 4.23 and 4.25 to 4.28?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second. Hold on, 9 o'clock. Yes, it's going to be a little
We are adjourned.
Well done.
Done.